Hello, I am calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's not a long survey, so would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
What kind of survey? I didn't hear in the beginning.
Sorry?
I didn't hear you from the beginning. I was reaching for my phone. What kind of survey?
Oh. It's basically just a quick survey about politics, and we are not affiliated with anyone or any party. It's just to know what you think of different people.
Okay, all right.
Is that okay? Okay, for example, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. And... No, okay. And are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And just to be sure, we are representing everyone. May I ask your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
76.
Thank you. Okay, now I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Would you say somewhat more important or much more important?
More.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Because it depends on which party. For me, it depends on which party I support. And the party that I support needs to have those congressional delegates there.
Okay. That's great. Thank you. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president of the United States?
I do.
Would you say you strongly approve or you somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in your country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
They're at a stalemate.
Sorry?
They're slow. They're staying the same for too long.
Oh, that's okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are the most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections. So I want you to rate them from a scale of from 0 to 10, how important a voting issue it is for you. 10 means that it is the most important, 5 means that it is somewhat important, and 0 means that it is not important. So the first one says reducing crime and violence.
I think it's important.
So would you say from 0 to 10?
Yeah, it's 10. It's high on my list.
Thank you. Next, we have banning assault weapons.
I think they're not banning them, so that's low on my list.
Okay, so would you say 0?
1.
Okay, that's great. Next, we have raising taxes on big corporations and their wealthy to make sure that they pay their fair share.
Now, you're asking, do I think they should pay their fair share?
Yeah, if you think that it is, like, an important issue for you. So if it's not important for you, it's 0.
I think it's a 10. It's a 9 or 10 for me.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Next, we have improving K-12 public school education.
That's how my list. That's a 10.
Thank you. Next, we have protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I think it's a right for a woman to choose. So I'm having mixed feelings about that. And I'm going to give that, a 7.
7, great. Next, we have lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription of drugs.
That's high on my list. I'm a senior citizen, and I think that's a 10.
That's great. And next, we have addressing the Black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
That's good. That's 10.
And the last one for this list says, expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
An 8.
Thank you. Next, we are 42% complete. It says, and thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be the most about? So I'm going to give you a list, and you can tell me one or two that you think are like the main reasons for you. So it says, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms for being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality for being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making changes with the first woman of color president, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms.
Protecting our democracy and freedom is number one for me.
Yes. And would you choose another one?
Yes, I would choose the economy, and I would choose reproductive rights.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Next we have, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel anything in particular between warm or cold. So if you've never heard of the person or if you have no opinion, you can let me know that as well. The first one is Jill Stein.
I've not heard of her.
Okay, that's okay.
So I can't rate her.
Yeah, that's great. Don't worry. Next we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I think he's maybe a 20 on my list.
Okay. Next we have Joe Biden.
And he's at 99.
Thank you. Next we have Michelle Obama.
She's at 100.
Next we have the Republicans in Congress in general.
All of them are rated at 25 for me.
That's okay. Next we have...
Okay.
Like in general, so it doesn't matter. Next we have J.D. Vance.
I think he's a 10.
That's okay. Next we have Kamala Harris.
I think she's good. I'll give her 100.
100. And lastly for this list, we have Donald Trump.
I give him a 1.
A 1, that's okay. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Independent Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay.
Or Joe Biden.
Yeah. And generally speaking, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. Now, as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. So next, I would like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, tell me whether you strongly agree, if you somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or if you strongly disagree with the statement. It's only two. So the first one says, I think a Black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people.
I agree. I strongly agree.
It's okay. And then the second one says, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
I agree.
You somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed to their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. So, the first one says, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Kamala Harris.
I would just say much better or somewhat better.
I didn't understand the question leading up to the question. What did you say?
Yeah, basically, if who you think is gonna like deal with the problem better, if it's gonna be Kamala or Donald Trump. So if you think Kamala is gonna deal with it better, then you tell me Kamala. And if you think if it's much better or somewhat better.
Much better.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Kamala.
Okay, next we have securing our borders.
And that's a tough one, but I would say Kamala. When the president tried to do it, Trump blocked him, and when he had a chance, he didn't do it.
Yeah, so just say much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, and lastly for this list.
Okay.
Yeah, lastly for this list, it says, we'll fight for people like you.
Which president would do it? Which candidate would do it?
Yes.
The Democratic candidate.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each statement.
Let me interrupt you a moment.
Sorry?
How much longer? I have to go. How much longer?
I only have a couple more questions. We're 75% done. It's only three statements that I'm going
to
read.
I'm going to have to hang up on you. I'm sorry. But go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to read it fast. The first one says, our country has gone through so much in the last few years, our rights are being rolled back, racial discrimination and division is on the rise, and political violence is growing. We need a fresh start, a reset, a change from the same old leaders and old ideas and rhetoric. And for the first time in a long time, we have to change for that. We can vote for change now. So you can rate it from 0 to 10?
I agree. It's a 10.
Okay. The next one says, while corporations are ranking in records profits and raising their prices, too many Americans are struggling to get by, and instead of being focused on stopping corporations from price gouging to bringing down costs, too many elected leaders are working to protect the big corporate special interests who finance their campaigns. So
I agree. Strongly agree.
And the last one for this list says, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities and the future of our children. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought for so long, so we can stand by as they try to take us backwards. We must support candidates who will make fighting hate groups a top priority and who will work to protect voting rights.
I agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now it's just a little more questions. These are shorter. It says, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
They're more important.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of sites and apps, and please tell me if you have used them in the past few days. The first one is Instagram.
No.
Okay.
I don't
what about
do
YouTube?
Instagram.
That's okay. YouTube?
No. No.
Facebook?
Yes.
Twitter?
No.
And TikTok?
No.
Okay. And next, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
3 years of college.
College. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorce.
Okay. And do you have children, say teens or older, living in your household?
No. I have one child.
Okay.
No, and she's retired from the Army.
That's okay. Oh. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
It's suburban.
That's okay. And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend churches or religious services? Is it twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Two or three times a month.
Okay, that's great. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Okay. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
I'm employed.
Okay. Then that's
and
it.
And I'm retired.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, then that's it for the survey. Thank you so much for your patience and for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. I would just say...